Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 18th, and happy 42nd birthday to How I Met Your Mother star, Jason Segel. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. Trash or recycling pickups in unincorporated Gwinnett service will be delayed one day throughout the week. The weekend's winter storm left road conditions hazardous. The winter storm also kept the Gwinnett Fire and Emergency Services busy with incidents throughout the county. Gwinnett County Public Schools cancels athletic events scheduled Monday because of the weather. After years of planning, Gwinnett will open the new Harbins Road interchange at State Route 316 today. And finally, Duluth police arrested an employee at a Shell gas station where illegal gambling allegedly took place. Plus, we'll talk to one of the top bull riders in the world about what you can see at the PBR Gwinnett Invitational.
It's not just bull riding in a way of another rodeo. It is the top 35 guys in the world and some of the best bulls in the world. So you should be able to see some really great rides that you wouldn't see anywhere else. So whenever you come to the PBR, it's a good family, fun, or social event, but then also, you know, has the action.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
It's full, Dad. That means you have to take out the trash.
Yep, that's the rule. He who tops it off, drops it off.
Nuh-uh. It isn't filled until it's spilled.
Residents of unincorporated Gwinnett County will see their trash and recycling picked up one day later this week because of the winter storm that moved through the area on Sunday. That's because no trash will be picked up Monday due to anticipated unsafe road conditions on Gwinnett roads because of ice that's expected to form. Anyone whose trash was scheduled to be picked up Monday will instead have their trash and recycling picked up on Tuesday. That will result in each subsequent day's trash and recycling pickup schedule to also be delayed for the remainder of the week. The weather-related delays are expected to mean trash and recycling will be picked up from today until Saturday this week. Republic has still not resumed yard waste and bulky item pickups. Meanwhile, another hauler, Waste Management, has paused yard waste and bulky item collections to focus on trash and recycling services. Once the sun set after a day of rain and snowfall, Georgia Department of Transportation officials warned people across North Georgia to stay off the roads Sunday and on Monday morning because of concerns about ice forming on the roads as overnight temperatures drop below freezing. A particular concern was black ice, so named because it's invisible on the dark asphalt of roadways. It forms whenever there's any kind of moisture on a road as temperatures drop below freezing. Bridges, overpass, and roads in low-lying areas are a particular concern. There were 91 counties in North Georgia affected by Sunday's winter storm, and ice could form on any roads in those counties. GDOT provided winter weather preparedness information, including region-specific fact sheets, as well as photos and videos. Gwinnett County Fire and Emergency Services was kept busy Sunday with the weather that hit the area, responding to numerous calls throughout the county. However, there were no weather-related injuries reported, and no American Red Cross assistance was requested by occupants with structural damage to their homes. Fire and Emergency Services command staff opened the fire war room and began monitoring the winter storm response at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, following preparations throughout the week. The Fire and Emergency Services returned to normal operations at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Gwinnett County Public Schools announced that any athletic events that had been scheduled for Monday were canceled because of the winter storm that moved through the area on Sunday. Since Monday was the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, students were already scheduled to be off from school, but athletic teams had still been set to hold practices and other events. District officials said those activities were canceled due to the possibility of icy road conditions as a precaution as well.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
The professional bull riders return bigger, badder, older, for an all-new 2022 season.
Maybe, just maybe, the impossible can happen.
Join us for the PBR Gwinnett Invitational, January 22nd and 23rd at Gas South Arena.
There is your proof!
Get yours today at PBR.com and AXS.com and find out what it means to be cowboy.
Drivers who use Harbin's Road in Tecula are going to experience a big shift on Tuesday. There will literally be a shift. Gwinnett County officials announced traffic on Harbin's Road will shift Tuesday night from the current intersection at State Route 316 to the new interchange that has been planned for years. That means drivers will begin driving over 316 on a newly built bridge and using exit and entrance ramps to access the highway instead of crossing it at a four-way traffic light. The switch from an intersection to an interchange at Harbin's Road and 316 is part of an ongoing effort by Gwinnett County and the Georgia Department of Transportation to convert 316 to a limited access highway. With the Harbin's Road project, the county opted to take the lead itself and used 2017 special purpose local option sales tax funds to do the intersection to interchange conversion, with the construction costing about $30 million. One of the reasons county officials had cited for years about why they were eager to see the Harbin's project done was a desire to improve safety at that intersection. Eventually, Drowning Creek Road will also be converted to an interchange, as well as near the entrance to the massive Rowan Research Community development that's planned in eastern Gwinnett. Police arrested an employee of a Shell gas station this week while officers were looking into allegations of illegal gambling operations taking place at the store. The employee, whom police did not identify, faces one count of commercial gambling. The arrest was made during the execution of a search warrant on Tuesday at the Shell in Buford Highway. The investigation was initiated by a tip that officers received about employees at the gas station allegedly paying cash to people who played electronic gambling machines in the store. There's still an ongoing investigation into the activities taking place at the gas station. And now the PBR Gwinnett Invitational is coming to Gas South Arena on January 22nd and 23rd. Community reporter J.P. Edwards is with one of the bull riders, Keyshawn Whitehorse.
This kid from Utah. Rode bulls my whole life. That's all I've ever done and known. I love what I do. Rode bulls in the PBR. I think this is going on to my fifth season, and hopefully I make another World Finals. 2018, I won Rookie of the Year, and that's me.
Yeah, I like how you say, Keyshawn, that you're just some kid that rides bulls, but you were the 2018 PBR Rookie of the Year, and when I look at the information that was sent to me, it actually lists the amount of money you have won, and it's not a small amount. So for being 24 years old, you're more than just a kid who rides bulls, right?
You know, for me and myself and my mentality, I like to keep myself as simple as possible in that essence. You know, I know my image is bigger than that in the way I am viewed, but for my own doing and for the doing of others, I like to keep myself grounded. I'm not one to be to boast so much on the accolades that I've completed or anything like that. Granted, that doesn't make me a person that's not confident within my own self. So.
You're the quiet, confident type that knows that he's one of the best bull riders on the planet Earth, correct?
Yes, sir.
I love that. We're joined on the podcast by Keyshawn Whitehorse, and he's going to be in town. The PBR Gwinnett Invitational is January 22nd and 23rd. It's at Gas South Arena. And you say you're a kid from Utah and you ride bulls. Are you an athlete or are you an entertainer?
I'm an athlete. You know, I let that take place. The riding does the entertainment within its own self. But I do have to train. I have to work out, take care of my body. And just like any other sport, when it comes to fundamentals and technique, you got to try to perfect it. So I do like to work on my craft. And that's how I view that part of myself.
And what does that involve? Like, how do you work out to be a pro bull rider?
For myself, I try to keep a lot of compound movements and keep the weight not so much super heavy. I like to stretch and kind of, there's not too much endurance training because, I mean, when you're riding bulls, you're only riding for 8 seconds, but, you know, flexibility, reaction timing. So playing other sports such as basketball or football or just, you know, if you have friends and stuff, that's kind of what I like to do. I do prefer kind of some good weight training, some good HIIT workouts because HIIT, you know, burns more calories and it's a high intensity in a shorter window of time. And that's kind of like what bull riding is. It's a lot of intensity in a short period of time.
And I hear you're at the airport right now. You're on the move. What is it like traveling as much as you do? Do you ever get to like sit still for a few minutes?
Yeah, that's the thing is I enjoy when I do go home because where I do live, there's not much people there. And so, like, I'm always am on the move. I'm around people. I'm around a crowd, whether I'm at the arena, you know, the arena's full. There's a crowd full of people. And then whether I'm here at the airport, there's people on the plane. There's people everywhere. And I get the chance when I do go home to kind of, like, have a mental in like a social, like, or from society kind of break, just kind of be out on my own, focus on just my riding or with my dog or my bulls and horses. So I enjoy that time, but I do enjoy being out and traveling because I don't know, it's something that I've always done for the past few years now. And if when I sit still too long, I get anxious.
Yeah, you get the itch to get up and move, I suppose.
Yeah.
What can somebody expect from a PBR event? So if somebody's never seen the PBR live, what else does it involve? Is it just bull riding? Is there other stuff going on? Like, how does it work?
It's just bull riding, but the thing is it's not just bull riding in a way of another rodeo. It's just bull riding for the sport, but it is the top 35 guys in the world and some of the best bulls in the world. So you should be able to see some really great rides that you wouldn't see anywhere else in the sport of bull riding. So whenever you come to the PBR, it's a good family, fun, or social event, but then also, you know, has the action. And you do get, if you get good seats, you can sit pretty close where you'll see everything happen and be able to see how high these bulls kick and buck and how fast they spin and how mean they really are up close and personal. And you probably would have never thought that bulls can move like that.
Yeah, this is something different than your local county fair. Like, this is, like you said, the top 35 guys in the world competing. And you're doing this week in and week out, aren't you?
Correct.
I am curious, do you see yourself as being important to the world of professional bull riding, into the world of athletes in general, as being a person of color at such a high level?
Indeed, in a way, for myself, I didn't like see myself as trying to make myself so separate with that. I just made sure that I had one job in mind, and that was to make it to where I am, and then also higher with more goals and such. But I do see it important in the way of guiding others, giving them that hope that you can accomplish things and, you know, you can do whatever you want. Don't feel like you're going to be out of place. You put your own self in place and you're going to be where you should be.
Keyshawn Whitehorse will be in town with a PBR Gwinnett Invitational. It's January 22nd and 23rd at Cass South Arena. Tickets are available now. You're only 24, Keyshawn, but you have knowledge and you speak like somebody much more mature, much older, and I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on here, and I'm gladly to have a good conversation with somebody that wants to know more about the sport.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. 678-ESOG-MOW.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh? 100%
probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained and timely.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leak.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.